Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So for the first time since early season, Terry Moore and Hoosiers back in the coach's top 10 at number 9 as they ready to do something tonight that they've not been able to do, and that's win at Maryland. The Xfinity Center in College Park, Maryland, 9-1 this season at home, but they're only 4-5 in the Big Ten, 12-8 overall. Coach Terry's crew, 17-2 and 8-1 along with third-ranked Iowa. They play at Northwestern tonight. And Terry, very hopeful that the road is kind, but too, in looking to maybe break through this College Park offer.
Your defense has to travel always. Your ability to rebound has to travel, but being able to put points on the board, you know, we've been shooting it well. And I'd like for that to happen. I think Yarden has been more, not just confident, but she's been more aggressive for us. Chloe's really stepped up her offensive game. Sarah's ability to knock down shots for us is important. And then we're going to have great bench play again.
Terry Moore, so the bench, another opportunity to put some points and to make an impact in tonight's game. 7 o'clock on Peacock, by the way. The Hoosiers remain on the road and will play at number 8 Ohio State Sunday at noon on FS1.
Hear Joe weekdays on Blooming Washington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the calendar turns to February tomorrow, and the Conference Indiana Boys title still to be decided. J.R. Holmes, South Panthers, well, they remain tied with red-hot Terre Haute North at 3-1. The Patriots have won 11 in a row and have not lost since South beat them in overtime back in December. Defending champion North is 2-1. Columbus North has only one loss, but they've only played one game, and the Hall of Famer knows if they win at Columbus North February 9th, they have no worse than a share of the championship. And I mean, with who plays who here in February, they could win the championship outright.
You can win out, and we're going to guarantee at least a tie. Columbus North can say that. Bloomington North can say that. Terre Haute North can say that.
Yep.
So because Terre Haute North still has to play Bloomington North. They get beat, that's their second loss. Bloomington North still got to play Columbus North, and they may get their second loss. We got to worry about what we do.
Going to be an interesting February, to say the least. The Panthers are 9-8 to start February, and they play at home against a pretty good Mitchell team. They're 10-7, the Blue Jackets. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll be out in the Corral in Ellettsville on Thursday night. North is 8-9, Edgewood 9-10, so somebody is going to be moving to 500. Chalk Talk with both coaches starting at 6:55. I'm Joe.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.